Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Yo. Fuck them niggas away. Yeah. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who hate. Block them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who hate. Block them bitches who fake. You can be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupet. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously stupid. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEP. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'm a double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Henning, y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias, nobody trash. We too excellent, the execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event, what I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lawrence Stale, I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still, like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair, hit your head, infrared, weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nasal board. Niggas try to fuck up my money, still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, joining me is my co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling fans. Happy New Year, 2020.
Yes. Another bang. Yeah, speaking of that, we have a special guest. They have a black-owned wrestling promotion in the Midwest. Yes, they go by Kendra KO and Justo Amazing. Let's give it up for the owner of True Privilege Wrestling, Justo.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you good.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey.
Good.
Going pretty good here and on the East Coast.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, trying to, working with this, you know, it's fine as heck, head cold, but I'm good. Yeah. Yes. What is like owning a wrestling company?
Well, it's a lot to it, but you know, I'm just part owner of it. My wife is the other owner of the other half of the company. So it actually helps me out a lot, seeing that I have my better half actually just, you know, being able to be there and help out as well.
That's what's up. Yes. Who did you idolize in the business while watching it?
Oh man, it was a lot. Mostly looking at, you know, you had Too Cool Scorpio, you had Coco Beware, of course, the normals. You had your Ric Flair, Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold. You know, it's a lot of guys, but mostly, like, there's a lot of names that didn't get that much light that I idolized a lot too. Like, at one point it was Juventud Guerrero a lot and Dean Malenko. Just a lot of different guys that pretty much just helped me realize who I wanted to be.
Yes. Definitely they good talents right there. I would say if Ring of Honor was around a little bit much earlier, they would have been more over, basically, also. The Juventudes and Dean Malenko would have been a main eventer, yeah.
Yeah, I pretty much feel like they all had their moments, but at the end of the day, I feel like they could have been idolized a lot more.
Right. And you came up with the name True Privilege.
I'm sorry, can you say
what
that again?
What attracted you to this thing called pro wrestling? I mean, everyone had their moment, you know, coming to Jesus moment when it comes to wrestling. What attracted you to wrestling?
Well, wrestling was something that I always liked. It was something that I always watched with my family, mostly my aunt. At one point, it was just like, you know, it was just a family thing that we always did. But then after a while, it just hit me. It was like, maybe I could try this. At one point, I was doing MMA, and I was training with that. And once I got into the full cycle of that, I was like, well, maybe I could try this and see how I like this. And once I got into it, it was something that really drove me. So I just never stopped from that point on.
And as being a part owner of a wrestling company, do you prefer, which title do you prefer? Do you prefer pro wrestling, sports entertainment? What do you prefer?
I'm sorry, what do you mean in that exactly?
Okay, because like Vince McMahon calls his stuff sports entertainment, and then you go to AEW, they call this they're more centered, you know, sports aspect of pro wrestling, and then there are other people that don't see themselves as sports entertainment or sports entertainers, just as wrestlers. What do you prefer, you know, to be called, a wrestler, sports entertainer, or just an athlete?
I personally just consider myself more of an athlete, because it is sports entertainment, it does not mean that we don't train and work out and do all of the things all of the other sports do. You know, we have to train just like football and basketball and anything else. We all get injured just like in those sports as well. A lot of people don't really consider it a sport only because of the aspect of the entertainment aspect of it. But we still have to drive and push each other to the limit just like any other sport.
Yes, I do agree.
Exactly.
And there's one thing that pro wrestling has, but I don't think other sports has. I see other athletes from other sports want to be pro wrestlers, or they try to get the entertainment aspect of it. I mean, even LeBron James is a wrestling fan. You know, Kevin Love, the basketball player, Kevin Love was a wrestling fan. Wrestling has a grip on other athletes in other sports. I mean, I'm like, oh man, this is so cool. I go to a baseball game. I hear wrestling theme songs at baseball games. See, not basketball games. So wrestling has a grip on a lot of athletes in other sports.
Yeah, it honestly, wrestling honestly has a grip on the entire world, period, if you think about it. Because you hear it in a lot of sports games, but it's just, it's all around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be, you can sit there and be at, like, a dance recital or anything, and then you could possibly hear some stuff like that. Just different aspects of life where you just randomly just pop up and you just hear something about wrestling. It's a good feeling when you can go around and you can actually hear those things without even having to try to hear those things.
Yeah, that is true. That is 100%, you're 100% right on that. And, you know, being an owner of a wrestling company, how important is kayfabe to you? Do you think kayfabe is dead, or do you think it's just on life support? How important is kayfabe to you?
I personally feel like it's on life support. Like, it's not necessarily dead, but at the end of the day, it's a new age where kayfabe isn't really as focused on anymore, which a lot of companies try to stick to the kayfabe idea, but it doesn't really work that well. As far as true privilege is concerned, we have our kayfabe scenarios, but at the same time, our company isn't like the normal company. Our company is family based. Everybody there is considered family. So there are those occasions that we truly try to stick to kayfabe, but then there's also those other shows that it's just not feasible. You know what I mean? Like, we do more than just regular wrestling shows. We do benefits, and we promote just each other in general, try to help each other out.
Awesome. Also, what was like to lost my train of thought. I would say, what it's like being one of the few, other black-owned indie companies like House of Glory, and you have other ones in the past, also other promoters like Ernie Ladd. Do you think that it needs to be more black-owned wrestling any companies and major companies?
Well, honestly, I'm just happy to have to be owning the company in general. Our original goal, we weren't focused on owning the company. We made this company because there is a lot of politics behind wrestling, and we've been in plenty of locker rooms that we've seen these politics. There's a lot of guys that don't get the opportunities that they deserve, let alone they get treated differently due to the fact of the boys, as you will, in the locker room. And we made this company so everybody can get an equal opportunity to be able to do what they want to do and work who they want to work. As far as more black-owned companies, it doesn't necessarily have to be a black-owned company, but the drive is there for more black wrestlers to be able to push and make that dream come true. We just all need to work together and push to do what we need to do, hence of why the company was called True Privilege in the first place. It's a privilege to actually be in front of people and actually show the talent that you have, than just a lot of guys who just sit there and feels like they deserve a spotlight only because they know how to wrestle.
Awesome. And I noticed that kayfabe is, I noticed that it's more on TV. Like,
when you see political, when you see politics, political theater, that right there, and everything is not true. When they do the narratives and they trying to get people to care or about a subject and stuff like that, and it's just like, you know, pro wrestling right there, that people will believe in. And their storylines also, it's like it's a theater there also.
Yeah, that is true. Like, everybody tries to get behind their storylines, but then there are those guys that just don't have the drive to do so.
Are you coming up in a good time for wrestling? Cause, I mean, wrestling, because of social media and YouTube, you see wrestling from all around the world. And so I think you know, starting this, your wrestling company is a great thing right now, because you could get people, a lot of people watching you and everything. So I think we're not in a wrestling boom yet, but it's about to blow up. But I feel that you're at the right place at the right time, sir. You really are.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Well, like I said, like, it's a joint effort. This company was started due to my wife, K.O. Kendra. She actually put the groundwork in to get this company moving, because at one point I wasn't able to move around. I was actually in a 5-car accident right before this company started, and I was pretty much just bedridden, and I couldn't do anything. She actually put the groundwork to get the company moving, and once we were able to get the company going, it just started shooting up from there.
Speaking of your better half, how did she come into wrestling?
I'm sorry?
Speaking of your better half, how did she come into wrestling? I mean, what was her moment?
She started a month after me. She always watched wrestling as well. I started, and I actually was able to do, like, a show or two, and she actually came. And the guy who was training me asked her if she wanted to try it. And she got into the practice, and she liked it, and she's been wrestling ever since.
Pretty cool.
Right. And also, I definitely feeling that that match with Flash Gordon you was working with also. That was a good match you put on right there with him, Flash Gordon.
Oh, thanks. Roy is a really, 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 really good worker. Very, very high impact. A lot of energy. At one point during that match, I was like, Jesus, this man doesn't stop moving. we've worked each other a few times, and there's no way I cannot want to ever wrestle him again. He is a very good worker and a very good guy.
Awesome, right there. Can you tell me about your tag team, FOE?
FOE? So you have me, Just Amazing, of course, K.O. Kendra. You have Miles Mercer. You have Renee Van Peebles. There's also one more member, but she was, she literally just had a child. Her name is Vega Venom. So our group is pretty. It stands for family over everything. So we all are pretty much family. We hang out together. We train together. We wrestle with each other. We pretty much do everything together. We look out for one another, inside and outside the ring. It doesn't matter what it is or where it is.
Yes,
we support each other no matter what happens.
Right. Yes, Renee Van Peebles, she's another good women's wrestler, that another alumni to the show also. She's she definitely going far in the business.
Okay. Yeah, we all make sure that we, like, she's been wrestling for a while, too, along with Kendra. We pretty much make sure that we just we help each other out. Like, we wrestle each other, we tag together, we mix tag together. It's just we all have the same goal. We want to go as far as we can in this business, so we all work together to do that.
What is like working with no coast steps? I mean, no coast tag team.
So what about no coast?
Yeah, what is like working with them also?
No coast, as far as workers, they're pretty good. They they both have open, they have open minds as far as like going into a match, and no matter what, they normally get the job done.
Awesome. Yeah, they kind of remind me of a younger version of the Revival, basically. Yeah.
I can see that.
Did you have...
Also, go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead.
Do you have any like troubles with the state athletic commission? Because you know sometimes the athletic commission could be really strict on wrestling, or it could be really loose on wrestling. What did you have? You had any challenges with state athletic commissions when it comes to doing wrestling?
No, honestly, I haven't had any issues. The most issues that I had was wrestling in New Orleans. That was the only time I ever had any issues, but that was only as far as getting the license for wrestling down there. That's the only time I've ever had any issues. Other than that, I haven't had any problems whatsoever.
Oh, that's a good thing. Because sometimes they could be your best friend, or they could be your worst enemy. That's a good thing.
You're right. You're definitely right about that one. You know, every place requires their own, you know, stipulations as far as trying to work in certain areas. But of course,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had that many issues because I don't drink, I don't smoke. We pretty much clean living over here.
Maryland is strict, basically. Their athletic commission right there over anyone that is juicing or no, like, barbed wire. And
oh, man, that barbed wire, you can – yeah, I'm kind of far – I'm far away from that.
Right.
I've seen all those matches. I'll be at a show where they have a match like that, and I'll be like, more power to you. You have fun with that. Good luck.
Right.
Farthest I've been is... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's no joke. It seems like it's not... They don't let... ones like Mex or Busher don't last that long in the business doing all of those things, him and McFoley.
It was like he paved the way for a lot of guys with matches like that. And I respect him for it, but it's just not for me. Like, everybody has their own thing as far as wrestling is concerned. That one's definitely not me. Farthest that I've been with that is possibly like chairs, ladders, and maybe one table. Yeah, definitely ladders. Plenty of ladders. That it's crazy.
All right.
this is kind of a controversial question. You don't need to answer, you don't want to, but how do you feel about Tessa Blanchard becoming the Impact Champion? How do you feel about, you know, we have a men's division and a women's division, and do you think that it's right for a woman to, you know, become a champion in the men's division?
In all honesty, I don't really see a problem with it, because in all honesty, I feel like everybody deserves the same opportunity. Like, as far as her controversy and all of that stuff, like, I don't get into any of that. I just see, as far as the wrestling aspect, everybody deserves an equal opportunity at any title, I feel. And I think that it was a good moment for her to actually have. Everybody needs that push, and that's what she got, and I was happy for her. Yeah, that's pretty much all I can say on that one.
Right. And she definitely upped her game basically for the last 3 years right there. She got stronger,
definitely.
and she improved in her in-ring work, and she up there doing, you know, working with Brian Cage all over, Wrestling Circus, Impact Wrestling, and she killing. She should be the number one women's wrestler in the world from this year and last year.
Yeah, you're right about that one. As an athlete, she really did push hard for like the past 3 years. That is true. And like I said, I don't fix into the controversy and all that stuff, but with everything that I've been hearing, it's like, it's just, all I can say is just get it together. I don't know what it is. I don't know the full story. I'm going to stay away from it.
Right. Yep, always two sides to the story. Yep, you're going to have haters in the business, basically. What's your thoughts on AEW having all of this momentum and selling out arenas, pay-per-view business, and being successful in their ratings?
AEW is having a very, very big drive right now. They have what it takes to actually be one of the best companies out here, and be the best company out here. I feel that they have pretty much a mixture of everything, which is what makes it so great. And I just think that they need to, like, slow it down as far as, like, the matches is concerned, only because I feel like they're going to burn out early if they continue with the speed that they're going as far as that, and actually making a few storylines last like really, really long.
True, but they did make kind of vast improvements for the last several weeks right there. Basically that you want to, they want to showcase their main guys. They don't want to see them jobbing out right away and stuff.
Which is true, and that's what that's
yeah,
a good thing.
And then also they improve with the commercial breaks also, and put all the important stuff on the once they come back from commercial, and hopefully now they can they have their women's division getting a little bit more edgier now. You finally Dr. Britt Baker has a is a heel character now right there, and she's getting major heat. And I think the main problem with them was they was debuting so many women at the same time, and people lost track of it right there.
Well, and that scenario, there's a lot of hungry women wrestlers out there, and everybody's, like I said, everybody's trying to get to the same spot. It's just good that they're actually taking the time to see who they have and how they'll use them all. And you also got to think, AEW has a lot of workers with a lot of different experiences. So the only thing I could think of is that they're going to get even better and better from where they're at, only because they have so many people with so many different experiences to hear from, and, you know, like, grab ideas from, to figure out different ways to just make them succeed in the business.
Yes. And I noticed that Marco Stunt, I remember him as a teenager doing indie shows in the Midwest, and it's amazing to see him on with a major company like AEW, and he had he's like their Rey Mysterio type of guy over there, basically. And him and Jungle Boy and the Jurassic Express, they are basically they way over with the fans now.
They are getting that big push, and that's what they need. A lot of people just didn't really feel like they would have been those guys, but they pushed and they made sure that they were those guys. You know what I mean? So it's just really good to see, like I said, there's a lot of guys that's actually getting the push and getting the chance to show off that they know what they're doing as far as being a wrestler.
Right. And it seems like there's going to be more opportunity with this new deal. They're going to have a second show, and that's going to open up. The Khan family going to probably open up their checkbooks a little bit more for extra talent for that hour.
Should open it up to me, god dang it.
Exactly. This show been a good luck charm for talent that been on here to go to the major companies. Yep. At the Khan family, I hope they're listening. I hope the Young Bucks and Cody is listening right now. You got a talent and the just so amazing.
Hey, you and me both, man.
Yes.
Been pushing for
and
the
I
past.
Noticed that they
pushing for the
past. Right. And that's another thing also, man. That's another minorities running a wrestling company right there, the Khan family. And their motto is they're not going by equal opportunity. Doesn't matter what the size of the wrestler, the size, the gender, or anything. They want that you can succeed in their promotion.
And that's exactly how it should be. It doesn't matter what the size is, the gender, the age. Of course the age, but a lot of people focus on the big guy instead of, you know, giving everybody the opportunity. You got to be that big, swole, like Batista, Lesnar type look, instead of giving, you know, the guys like Kofi and AJ and all of them, those guys had to push and make the biggest name for themselves in order to get the opportunity to be seen the right way. And
right now
you actually got so many guys that's hungry that actually look like that, that's trying to get themselves to the opportunity. And at the end of the day, what a lot of people don't realize is with all of these guys doing all this stuff, they're getting burnt out fast, and all to try to get the opportunity to be seen, and everybody should already just be able to get that opportunity right off the back, just to be able to show you, hey, I know how to wrestle. So that way, if there's anything you can show me, is there anything else I can learn, show me. Instead of me trying to go out here and break my neck to try to get you just to see me, to give me the opportunity to show me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what's happened in the WWE during the past right there. That they was pushing the same three or four guys, and it would seem like they was using a Hulk Hogan booking type with Cena or Lesnar or Batista. They wanted bodies like that to come in right there, and it didn't work right there. And they Vince have no choice mostly now to push the ones like Alex the Black and others ones like that to main event status.
But you see now that that's the only opportunity that he had, and now you see how well it's working. It's not really anything that he could say as far as I made a bad mistake.
Right. And I know that the reason these ratings for SmackDown been going up is because of Bray Wyatt's character, The Fiend, basically, and they want to see the interest in him and Daniel Bryan thing right there, and it seemed like Bray Wyatt, as a Rotundo, he's like down to earth. He understand the culture and everything, and everyone bust out laughing when we were talking about snitches get stitches right there, and everyone bust out laughing right there because
I can tell you personally, I know I bust up laughing. I was surprised. But I know one thing for sure, like one of the guys that I used to wrestle with a lot, he actually met Bray, and Bray is a really, really cool and down to earth person, and he is very intelligent as far as character wise, and it's amazing how well he reacts to the camera, man. It's just he can make you laugh and at the same time like scare the shit out of you at the same time. It's hilarious. It's just like if you need anything to get over as far as like promo wise, just throw that man in front of the camera. That's all you need.
Right.
He's gonna figure it out one way or the other.
Exactly. Amazing. And he learned from, his family business, a third generation. His grandfather, Black Jack Mulligan, right there, Barry Windham right there. And then he also, he had his uncle right there, Danny Spivey, Waylon Mercy right there. He said that he learned some tips from him, from his character also.
I personally feel like they give him a little bit of free range as well. So that way, that's why he's able to just flow with it just so naturally.
Exactly. And I know him and Bo Rotundo, they do a lot of freestyle raps basically behind the scenes and stuff, and I heard that they really good also.
That's great.
Because Brunson brought that up on one of the shows like a couple years ago and stuff, that he get his comparisons from Bray Wyatt right there, and he was talking about that he can actually rap like as much better than Cena. Is there any interest in working other places like in Florida or or the New York area?
I have interest in working anywhere that I can get an opportunity to work. Me, K.O. Kendra, the whole FOE, the goal is to travel and go as many places as we can. Like we said, everybody has that same idea. We want to go as far as we can in this business. So I'm open for any and every booking that I possibly can get, as long as time permits, because not only am I a wrestler, of course, like I said, I'm married to K.O. Kendra. I'm also a father. We have two children. So it's all about making the dream come true to support the family.
Right. And I noticed that Major League Wrestling, they like being in the Midwest. They come up to Chicago a lot and stuff for their shows, and they doing things, future pay-per-views this year there also. And they could be linking up with another TV deals with Showtime and other ones right there. They can expand their viewership.
Yeah, man, they're doing a lot of things out here in Chicago, and at the same time, trying to make that transition to be in one of these places. It's just being dedicated and being humble with what you do. So it's a work in progress, but we're going to make it happen.
Right. And I noticed that as y'all be getting a lot of trials also, and the ticket prices are very reasonable also for families also, families of four is coming to your shows.
Oh yeah. We don't try to break pockets. We try to make sure that everything can be affordable.
Have you ever worked with the Rocket Marshall?
I'm trying to say that again.
The Rocket Marshall.
Is it the Rocket Marshall Rocket?
Yeah.
I've worked with Marshall before.
Yes.
That's like a big brother to me. Like we've been in so many locker rooms and chatted, and they're doing a lot of different things. It's always good to see him, and it's always good to like get some knowledge from him, because he's been to so many more places than I have. So it's always something, you know, to learn from him.
Right. Amazing. And I remember him doing, he did the trios tournament for Chicago in 2011. And when I first heard of him, and he was amazing right there.
He's done a lot of stuff over the years. He sure has. And, like, now, when he talks to me, he's like, dude, I remember when I was about your size. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. All right. You make yourself sound old, guy, but you're not old. We know this.
Also, would you like to plug any upcoming shows for the listeners out there?
Sure. So we have Berlin Championship Wrestling that's be coming up soon. We have Rocket Pro Wrestling that'll be coming up soon. True Privilege has their own show as well called Level Up. That'll be April 25th, I want to say. Yeah. There's a few more. CCW that's out there in Peru, Indiana. We have LLT, which is Lucha Libre Total. It's a lot of different companies, a lot of different shows coming up soon.
Awesome. yes, we definitely wish you and your wife success right there, and to expand and to one day we'll see you in one of these both of y'all in these major companies also.
I can't wait, man. Thank you for having me.
Yes. It's an honor. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I really do.
All right. You have a good night.
You as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was just so amazing. If you want to download this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling Ineffective Radio, or Facebook fan page, Wrestling Ineffective Radio, Ineffective Entertainment Radio.
For Wayne Benitez and Tommy Two Chips, we out.
Wow. Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Good. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who wait. Block them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody two face. Hill face. Hill face. Hill. Wait. Fuck them niggas who wait. Block them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hill face. Hill. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Got me under a fake one like you Donald Toupe. Your real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like Dakota, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEPs. Picked up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. That dog shit, and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian, and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kurt Hennig. Y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias. Nobody tries, we too excellent. The execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event. What I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lauren Steele. I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still. Like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair. Hit your head in infrared. Weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nature board. Niggas try to fuck up my money. Still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too.